And on the KSRO live line with us is Sonoma County Supervisor David Rabbit. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Of course, there are more meetings and more discussion about what to do with the very troubled Highway 37 situation. It seems like the only thing I haven't heard as sort of a solution is our flying cars. I mean,
well, that might be coming.
That might be coming, and maybe it would be a good thing. In the meantime, though, there are measures to be taking. It sounds like they need to be drastic measures.
They do. It's about a 21-mile highway coming from Novato all the way over to Vallejo, and obviously this last year one section was closed for 27 days
due
to flooding, and that was the four-lane section, which we always thought, at least with the congestion, was fine. The two-lane section over on the east side of the highway has some tremendous bottlenecks every morning and every evening, and it's a pretty miserable commute for a lot of people.
It seems like now it doesn't matter what time of the day you use Highway 37, it's still the same.
Right, and one of the things that we had this week at our meeting over in Mare Island was a corridor study, which actually kind of quantified a lot of these things, and there's 7 hours of congestion eastbound, 6 hours of congestion westbound, and congestion throughout most of the days on the weekends. So it is pretty a pretty miserable commute.
So it's got the nickname the Orphan Highway, and I wanted to know why. And it's because it goes through three counties, Marin, Sonoma, and Solano, which I'm assuming makes this whole what do we do with it problem more difficult because you got to work with your cousins. Also, I'm hearing that Caltrans says it's not supposed to be fixed until 2088, so it's not
yeah,
rely on the priority
true.
List.
If you go the regular route, Caltrans can get to it by 2088. That's obviously not acceptable, and that's why we're looking at different alternatives, including a toll road, be it a public-private partnership, or perhaps even be the eighth toll bridge in the Bay Area. And so, you know, the orphan piece, too, it's really Napa County gets affected, although they don't own a piece of the road. They're affected by the highway itself. And it's really every county's second priority. Here in Sonoma County, we want to complete 101.
Right.
Even over in Solano, it's 80. In Marin, it's really 580 in the 101 interchange. And in Napa, it's their main highway up through the valley. So
hence the orphan highway, huh?
That's it. And you don't want to compete with yourself with when funds are relatively scarce. You know, the state passed SB1, which is great for maintenance, but not for new construction, and that's where we kind of fall within the gap on this one.
Well, there have been a lot of solutions, and certainly the toll road is one of them. You know, how soon, Supervisor Rabbit, can some real change be achieved?
Well, it's a good question. They did give us some time frames, and it's 10 to 30 years for the ultimate build out, but there are some things that Caltrans can do immediately, and I think they're jumping on those. And one of them is to improve the intersection of 121 and 37, where the bottleneck begins going eastbound. And it's really a matter of restriping and jiggering some of the lane configuration so that the two lanes going eastbound don't get caught into the left turn only lane onto 121. Simple things like that they can do. They think that they can achieve some more efficiency. The highway right now, for as crowded as it is, isn't as efficient as it could be because of the traffic signals on 121, because
yes.
of the backup there. And they think they can squeeze some more efficiency out of it, which would drop the overall commute times. On the east side, it's really about a metering light at Mare Island and a few other striping pieces on the merge, which is where it really gets slowed down morning and evening.
You know, I'm personally vested in this project because I'm a Klein Wine Club member there at the 121 and the 37. So I'm personally invested in what you see. But, you know, just to dip our toes into this whole toll idea, I mean, are you finding that people would be willing to pay every day if the road got better?
I think people would be if it was a reasonable toll. And obviously, it's any time you're paying for something that you're now getting essentially for free, is a difficult proposition. At the same time, these poor people are sitting up to 100 minutes of delay going eastbound. And in the morning, it's about 47 minutes on the maximum side. So if you can get a free-flowing roadway, it might well be worth it. And the fact is, again, it's a billion to $4 billion problem looking for the solution. The solution, the dollars aren't there at the state in any other fashion than to put a toll on it. Even then, I think we'd want to be buying down that toll with other monies from state and federal sources.
What's the number being bandied about in terms of a toll road?
There really hasn't been yet. I mean, they did some analysis on just on what would be charged on the Bay Bridge, so no higher than any other toll in the sector. You know, the one thing with the Bay Bridge is that a portion of all the tolls go to other transportation projects, including this one. And the SB1 dollars, we did get $100 million allocated to Highway 37, which is great start because some of the environmental work, some of the planning, those dollars are needed to kind of advance the project. This corridor study that we just were given this week was through a $1 million grant through MTC, so we're grateful for that. There's some public hearings this week or coming up on the outreach for the corridor and looking at that. We're also looking at, you know, having it be multimodal. We understand people would like to have a pedestrian and bike path. Whether it's connected to the highway in that particular location is yet to be determined. We also have a rail line there, and with Smart Startup, that might be another opportunity. But we, you know it's going to be an expensive endeavor as well, because everything needs to be raised a minimum of 6 to 8 to 10 feet to stay out of any kind of sea level rise that's coming.
Yeah, that is nearly an overpass right there. Well, Supervisor Rabbit, thanks for being with us. We will be in touch with you many times more over this same issue. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Supervisor David Rabbit on Highway 37.